You're listening to the Aggie New Student Podcast, a series by the orientation staff at Utah State University. Transitioning to college is exciting, but there is a lot to do and understand. We're here to talk you through it. I'm your host, Allison Beck, the Orientation Program Coordinator here at USU, and we're so excited to have you join us. Hi everyone, welcome back to another week of our Aggie New Student Podcast. This week we're going to be talking to one of our USU 1010 Connections Peer Mentors to learn a little bit more about our Connections program and the role that our peer mentors play in it. So today I have with me Rebecca Patty. She has peer mentored for two Connections classes and she's going to be answering a few questions about what it's like to be a peer mentor.
Hi guys, my name is Rebecca Patty. I'm currently a senior at USU. I'm studying psychology, and I'm currently also working towards a history minor, and I'm excited to be here.
So the peer mentor position works in the USU 1010 Connections course, which is a two-credit academic course offered to incoming students here at USU. As a peer mentor, you are assigned to a faculty member and you work very closely with them. You help facilitate things like the course curriculum and guide students through their transition to college in their first semester. This involves things like weekly check-ins with some students, sending weekly emails, coming up with fun activities, things like that. It's a really great way to get involved, to build your resume, to meet some professionals across campus, and honestly, just to have fun. So we'd highly recommend if you're interested at all to apply today. Okay, Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about the responsibilities of a peer mentor?
Yeah, so mostly what you do is you help facilitate the USU 1010 Connections class. Because we're also students and the professors, they're great, they're fantastic, but they haven't been a student in quite some time. And so it's really, really helpful for the professors and the students to have somebody who is actively taking classes, just to show here's how you can be successful as a student at USU.
Why did you choose to be a peer mentor?
Yeah, so I remember when I was a freshman, I was really, really nervous about coming to USU, and I took the Connections class. And I really, really loved it. And I got so much helpful advice. And as I went through and I took more and more classes, and as the years went by, I realized that I had accumulated all of these little tips and tricks, and I didn't really have anybody to pass them on to. And so I thought, oh, well, maybe I should go back to the Connections class and spread those tips. All of my advice and hopefully help at least one student out.
Okay, Rebecca, what do you feel like are some of the things you gained from your experience peer mentoring?
Yeah, so some of the things that I gained from being a peer mentor, I was able to make quite a few connections with different faculty members. It boosted my resume. I was able just to have more opportunities to mentor incoming freshmen. But then I also just genuinely enjoyed the experience of being a peer mentor, getting to know people as they're making a transition, helping that go more smoothly. It was always really exciting when one of my students would come up to me and say, "Hey, Rebecca, I have a question." That was always the most exciting thing. Sometimes I wouldn't know the answer. Other times I felt like, oh, I can actually make a difference to this student. And that was really, really fun.
Okay, and what advice would you give our next round of peer mentors?
My advice for future peer mentors would be focus on your own academics and your own experience at USU, because I feel like one of the roles of being a peer mentor is passing down your success, your ways that you have become a successful student. And if you haven't become a successful student, then it's really hard to help mentor these incoming students. So my advice is, you know, take some time, consider what it has been that's made you successful. One of the things that we would do when I was in the military, they were called after action reviews. And what we would do is after we went out on a training exercise, we would come back and we would all discuss. And we'd say, all right, what went well, what didn't? And that's something that I've applied to my own academics, where at the end of a semester, maybe at midterms, I think to myself, okay, what is it that I'm doing right now that has made me successful? What is it that I could work on and improve? And so I think really applying that to, really anything in your life, but applying that to your academics has made me a much, much better student, and I think a better mentor.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think what you mentioned earlier about peer mentors' biggest asset is your current experience as a student. I think trying to build your opportunities and your skills that you can then pass on is definitely one of the strengths that you have as a peer mentor and one of the ways to kind of best support your students. So I agree with that.
If you're interested in applying, Allison, how do you apply?
Yeah, you can just visit usu.edu/connections/peer-mentor, and I'll also leave that link in the show notes. But you can visit that. It'll give you some more information about the full job description, the mandatory dates, and kind of what it's like to be a peer mentor. And then you can apply through Handshake by clicking the link at the top of the page. Thanks so much, Rebecca, for coming in today. Really appreciate you giving your perspective. Don't forget to follow us at USU A-Team on Instagram or email us at orientation@usu.edu. Reach out if you have any questions. We truly are here to help. Stay tuned for more episodes to come, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, and go Aggies!